Have you got a bucket or a hose? Need to get wet ASAP.
Yes, this week the Titans have been taken care of. The Eels are about to feel the heat. And we're rich. Welcome to On the Ranch. We are rich. Well, three of us are. It's three of us are good at it. Anyway, those three are XRBob on Twitter, Barking Frog MC,
yeah,
and Morgan Holmes Evans.
Hello, everyone.
But also in the room is Pistol.
Evening.
You made it back.
Not bitter.
It's feeling better.
Not bitter at all. Feeling it's a team game.
Feeling a bit better this week, buddy?
Got some money in the coffers, yeah.
Feeling all right there, buddy?
Feeling tip top.
Feeling better than last week?
Feeling a lot better than last week. A bit flat last week.
A bit flat. So you've been pumped up now.
Yes.
Bit very of the spicy.
Bit of rest. Nah, it wasn't spicy. You can't catch it if you don't get tested. So,
so yeah, it was, but...
We won't delve deeper in that.
We won't admit to it as well.
I think a case of burning the candle for too long, and the body said, you are resting.
Well, now it's getting old. This is what happens.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. I feel like that every day. Yes. Just between you and me.
Tell me about it. Yeah. Yes, well, news this week, and I've got something a little bit left foot. Left foot? Left field. It's not left foot. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So, now this one popped up in my news feed, and it was too funny. It has nothing to do with football. Woman rescued after falling in toilet trying to get phone. A woman who accidentally dropped her cell phone in the hole of an outhouse in a national forest and fell in while trying to retrieve it had to be rescued by firefighters in Washington
State. It'll go straight to the
Britain Fire Department Chief Tim Manley. Oh, doesn't play for Manly. Said the woman who was at the top of Mount Walker in the Olympic National Forest southwest of Seattle had been using her phone when it fell into the toilet on Tuesday. Manly said she disassembled the toilet seat, used dog leashes to try and get the phone.
You doggy doggy.
And eventually used the leashes.
There would be leashes.
Leashes to tie herself off as she reached for it. That effort failed and she fell into the toilet. Head first.
I think I did that once after a big drinking session.
How in God's name can... She's a woman, so I'm assuming she's sitting on the toilet while she's doing a business. How do you drop a phone?
I don't know, but it's everyone's nightmare to drop their... Isn't it? No, it's mine.
But if your ass is covering the lid hole opening...
She doesn't have the dangleberries covering the gap at the front, maybe.
Might have been as she was getting up. She might have been pulling her pants up and... Just
do you reckon she got good signal down the bottom?
She didn't go into that. She was alone and tried to get out for 10 to 15 minutes.
She was alone, dark and damp.
All of the above. She was reunited with her phone, so she called 911. Responding firefighters passed her blocks to stand on to reach a harness, which they used to pull her out of the vault. Fire department said the woman said she was uninjured. She was washed down and strongly encouraged to seek medical attention after being exposed to human waste.
I'm surprised. I thought they were deeper.
But she only wanted to leave.
I thought they were like, we're talking like 15 metres down.
Oh, man, that is all sorts of wrong.
10 to 15 minutes she was in there.
That's
presumably
20 minutes too long.
Geez, knee deep.
You'd be a bit shitty, wouldn't you?
Oh.
Well, it's not too bad. I mean, but Andy Dufresne crawled 100 mile or 100 feet through a pipe to escape Shawshank.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a difference when you fighting for your life compared to fighting for your phone.
Yeah, as valuable as this is.
I know some people.
If it falls in one of them, it's gone.
Yeah.
I have a line. Yes. And that's there. I mean, yes. I get what she's doing. I suppose she fell in. It's not like she dived in there. That's her story anyway. that was too good not to share. I had to bring that one up.
Like an Olympic
diver.
Left
a bit of taste in my mouth,
so to speak. To actual footy news, and it's a little bit of disappointment, I guess you'd call it, but it's bittersweet. Tommy Gilbert is leaving at the end of the year. It's not immediate. He's also confirmed that he has signed with the Dolphins from 2023, so But his whole family's down.
Yeah, he, down well, there, so. As when he was on the show last year, he's a Brisbane boy. So
strangely enough, we
at least he's not going to the.
So at least he's not going to the Bronx.
That's
well, exactly we nearly right. had him on tonight too, so that would have been timed well. We actually asked him to be on before this news broke.
Yeah,
so.
I did ask him before. I reached out to him before the news broke. So.
Never mind. He didn't reply.
He eventually rang me and he turned around and said, he goes, oh, just, yeah, maybe not at the moment. And I went, fair enough.
But, you know, that's all good. I think he'll do well down there at the Dolphins.
He'll do well wherever he goes, mate.
Well, under Bennett, especially.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm disappointed, not in him.
No.
It sucks because as a lot of people have probably alluded to and said at times, I could see him possibly being a future captain.
But watch out for him for the rest of this year. I reckon he'll be fired up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't ever want to come
in. I feel sorry for the cowbell when they win, man, because he belts the crap out of that.
Gave that a hiding last week. Secondary news, Dejan Asi has been transferred to the Warriors effective immediately. And we'll play it the rest of this year. I don't know what his contract was. I didn't read that far into it, but... bittersweet there as well. He wasn't getting a starting run here.
And let's be honest, I don't think he'd get a start unless...
Too many halves here.
Well...
Too many halves.
Well, he's playing behind who? Drinken, Dearden and Chad straight up, plus then Hammer. And if he's in the centres, he's behind a plethora. Name who he isn't behind, you know? Like, come
on.
So, and he's been listed behind the likes of Benny Hampton as well.
Yeah.
Of late, so...
I wish him all the best. I like Dejan, like, and he played a few games for us, but...
We got us through, and he didn't disgrace himself.
No. And, you know, you can only play what's in front of you. Well, you can only do so much.
Let's be honest about it. At least it's not like when we lost Clifford last year when we weren't seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And it seemed a really weird sort of scenario, whereas these ones now, you know, obviously Tom's not leaving until next year, but... It doesn't seem to hurt as much, and I think that comes down to the fact that we're playing well.
Yeah,
but we can also say, yeah, you know, it'd be nice to keep all those players, but you've got to be realistic about it too. These guys have got to make a living, and if they're not getting game time, then they're not making money. Well, they're making money, but they're not. There's no potential for them to make more money.
Yeah, that's right. And then they're in this to play first grade.
Yeah,
and if they're not playing first grade, what's the point?
Exactly right. I'm not going to go sign. I wouldn't want to go sign a contract just to be the 30th man.
Well, that, or I suppose it's still all right if you're playing like for the Pride or the Cutters or something.
Oh, yeah.
But still not, it's not at that level. It's not
the same. Yeah.
And if you're talented enough to play at that level, you know, obviously.
I guess you reverse the roles. Like, I had Tommy Chester and Jared Lipp on the weekend as my guests in the rooms. And, you know, Tom he's ecstatic that he's on the 30-man's roster, but he has no disillusion to the fact that he's not going, you know, that he thinks he's going to be playing NRL this year, but he just sees it as a huge learning opportunity. You know, Hammer, Drinky, Hiku, you know, because he can play anywhere in the back. He even played last year, played lock for the Blackhawks. So, you know, it's but he's young, so he sees it a different way, whereas Dejan's getting it to that age now where he needs to get a crack, otherwise he's going to be one of those players that's just going to disappear.
Yeah.
Or become like a Javid Bowen or something like that, where they don't get the opportunity all the time, but they hang on to him because he just might.
Yeah.
For that depth to cover us, and we may never use him.
Yeah.
A bit of reaction to that one on our socials. For Dejan Asi, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, and I apologise, Tane Hutana said, hope he has a great career with the Warriors, and that's the sentiment from everyone here, so... It was good. And Tommy Gilbert, the reaction to that one. KJ Reid, massive loss for the club. Cannot say Tom doesn't give it his all, whether that's on the field or in the team song, especially. the Dolphins have got themselves an amazing bloke on and off the field. Bennett Moncrief said, can't keep them all, though. Luciano, Lemuelo, Lukey, Nanai, Condon, and to a lesser extent, Cotter, Dunn, and Lolo can all play second row. Only three spots available.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong at all. Like, our depth in that back row lock position is ridiculous.
Which,
like, any club would be ecstatic with the depth that we've got in that area, especially when everyone's playing well, which they are at the moment, I guess. You know, it's
it makes the Griffin Neame story even a lot, I don't know, relevant, makes it more unbelievable in the fact that, you know, he came over from New Zealand last year and I don't know if he was thinking that he was going to play most of the season or not, but he gets a crack late in the year and then he's a regular first grader now.
Someone forgot their buzz. It's always pistol.
Yeah, well.
Just having on the dogs.
Yeah, I don't think he did. Matt Thurston said big loss. And this other guy, Morgan, I hope I pronounced that correctly. This is horrible. I hate it. I think he could have, would have, should have been our next captain. Huge loss to the club. Basically just repeating what everyone else said.
I was at work and my phone started dinging with the comments. And I had a real bad feeling. I'm like, oh, no, don't tell me he's gone. I'm like, this is bad. I didn't want to check it. I'm pretty disappointed in not him, as you said, but the fact that he's leaving.
The situation.
It's pretty bad.
But he's still here for the rest of the year.
He's here for the rest of the year, and he'll get a potential premiership under his belt, and he'll be going to the Dolphins as a premiership-winning player.
You don't want to lose anyone, especially someone like Tommy, looks like he's going to be he's a strong talent.
I'm not going to lie. I honestly could. I had pictured in my head that Tom he'd be one of those one-club players.
The shining light, I think, is that he's going to the Dolphins. He's not going to a established club chasing a bit of dollars. He's going down, yep, I'm from that area.
Yeah, and it's not like he's grabbing cash. It's like he's made it. It's a family decision. He wants to be close to home and his partner and stuff like that. So,
and he probably couldn't, no offence to him, he probably could, but there was probably no openings at the Broncos. Mm. And he's probably been looking there, wanting to move home anyway. Yeah. I mean, I'm speculating, but, you know, like he said last year, he's from there as Brisbane Grammar boy from Emery. So, you know, everything is down there. So he's probably had one eye on openings at the Broncos. But now that the Dolphins has opened up.
Well, he's got a partner and a young fella.
Is he?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
There you go.
Pretty sure that's his.
Strikes me as too young for that.
Oh, you never know. Hey, but, and I'm pretty sure he's, I know his partner, she doesn't live up here. She only comes up every once in a while. So that gets tough after a while.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Family always comes first in my books. I don't care what you do.
This is the trouble with expansion, though, because it dilutes the talent pool. And all of a sudden, every team loses one or two good players.
After Monday night's result, the talent pool is too...
too thin.
And diluted as it is. Mm. When one team can flog another by 60 points, something's wrong. Anyway... To better news, round 7 on Saturday, 23rd of April. The Cowboys coming out winners, 30 points to 4.
You.
At QCB Stadium in front of 14,547 fans, three of which at least were sitting in this room.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was.
You're working.
No, not at that time.
Fair call.
Let's not lie.
5 tries to the Cowboys. Tommy Dearden, Muzz, Scotty Drinkwater, Jeremiah Nanai and Hillam Lukey. 4 from 5 conversions for Val, and some of those were over the black dot from the side too.
How good is he kicking at the moment? He's been practicing a lot. He has been practicing a hell of a lot.
Penalty goal in the 69th minute. Nice. And one sin bin to Jeremiah Nanai. I'll talk about that one in a minute.
What's the stadium? 25,000?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, so 14.5, that's pretty decent considering it... the weather.
It threatened to rain
and didn't rain until right at the end after I was driving home.
Yeah, I was going to say, as I hopped in the car, it started drizzling.
Yeah.
But you know what it's like. If there's clouds out, you lose 5,000 people straight up when there's a cloud around.
Which I don't understand. You got less chance of getting rained on now than you used to.
Yeah.
Way less. So, especially if you're up in the top tiers, but... Anyway, all is good. 1 try to Jermaine Asako in the 14th minute. At that point, I thought game was on. It was not. Awesome defence we had in that whole game. That's one thing. It just stood out. Even when we were down to 12 men.
Yeah, they didn't even look like that. I mean, we looked good in defence, but they had nothing. They looked like they were a basket case, the Titans.
Yeah.
They're in a world of hurt. I don't know. I don't understand. I can't see how one player... loss of one player can damage a club so much.
Yeah.
I like Fogarty. I think Fogarty's a good player. I didn't think he was that good a player that a team would fall over and crumble like that they have.
Well, they tried going the Talakai experiment with Fifita and he got burnt by Drinky. So, you know, you're going to play a second rower in centre. Good luck.
burnt by Drinky, but it was also owned by Holmes the entire night.
Yeah.
Like he was in his face and stopped him at every step and went around him when he could, when he had the ball.
Yeah.
So credit to Holmes on that one. And yeah, Drinkwater, that try of his.
Oh, fantastic. Just,
can he feed any more dummies? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know. I want someone to do the stat search on this to see how many dummies one person can throw before they score a try.
Oh, Munster's up there.
Yeah, Munster would be there.
Yeah. Yeah, but Munster double pumps everything. So it's, the numbers are going to be high already.
Indeed.
But yeah, no, it was good. It really was. I think everyone sort of played their part in that game.
It was a complete game.
Yeah.
It was one of the best I've seen. Long time.
Definitely up there. The lack of opposition helped us look better. And I think this week it will be more of a test.
Oh, for sure.
Comparatively. But yeah, definitely. I think we were underdogs going into this game.
Grenfell got on.
No, sorry, going into this Titans game.
Oh, okay.
Weren't we 2.45 or something?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Or was it even?
I think no, it was the first
$1.90 to $2. It was the first
time we were faves.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't by much.
No.
Yeah. I don't know how. I can't understand how we're still underrated. I know. I'm looking through.
Well, it has dropped.
I'm looking through.
Our premiership odds have dropped.
And yeah.
So what are we near?
51?
Oh.
Still 51.
Should have got on in the 80s.
We're like sixth or something.
We did. Anyway. We got on our long-termer.
Yeah, I don't know if they're 80s on that. Could be wrong. Did Grenfell get on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did get on.
Pretty close to the end, about 15 ago.
About 50, oh, yeah, thereabouts. Yep. In fact, you could probably look at
it. And he almost got over too.
20 minutes.
Remember seeing him on it. Yeah.
Yeah, he got 20 minutes, but yeah, it was right at the end.
Just no stats for him, that's all.
Nothing huge, but he was all dummy half. There's a lot of passing.
Service.
37 passes in total.
Yeah, righto.
Four tackles, one ineffective. I don't know what an ineffective tackle is compared to a missed tackle these days, but anyway, is what it is.
Probably hang on to him, got dragged along for 15 metres, you know.
Yeah, maybe, something like that. Funny, Scott Drinkwater actually is leading the errors with three there, along with Nanai, who had a shocker until he scored. But it's funny that I didn't realise Scotty Drinkwater had three errors until I now look at the stats, because he had such a good game outside of that. And I think that comes back to the whole thing where he's trying, and he's trying many things that you're going to make errors here and there. And he's always had that in his game, which is why I think he's sort of, some people didn't rate him. Probably no one in this room, but but it probably was why he's not six. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look, we've all touched on it. It's normally his defence that seems to be the drama. I've got no problem with errors.
You got 100% tackle efficiency.
Yeah, which was good.
I'm not knocking him, believe me. It's just funny seeing the stats that actually say that. Like, he was up there. Like, our error rate in total for the team was impressive. So it's not like...
And some of these stats you can't... Like,
yeah, I did.
If you look at the... I skimmed through this, but if you look at the Titans stats, Fifita had 100% tackle efficiency, even though a few people ran around him, but that's because he didn't touch him.
Yeah.
Instead
it's
of
not
having
a missed,
it's
not a missed tackle
or
you
it's not
touched
him. Yeah. So it's sort of like, can you really how far can you gauge off someone's stats?
Oh, I'm not going to get it.
Interestingly, we only used 7 interchanges this week.
Yeah.
This game too, instead of the full 8. It's like the week before when Granville didn't even get on and
Lemuelo
didn't even get on the field. So I don't know if that's a tactic to try and get the boys with match fitness.
Well, you have a look at your back crew. Lukey, Nanai.
Oh yeah.
You know,
pretty young.
Tom.
Well, Ruben.
Not to mention Nanai got 10 minutes break as well.
Yeah, well that's probably why they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Tom played for 62 as well.
Yeah.
Tamalolo came off. He only had, I think, 50-odd minutes again.
So that's in binning. I've got to mention it.
Oh, go for it.
It come down to, and because I watched the replay afterwards, and the commentary, or the next day, and the commentary was because Nanai picked up one leg, or in their terms, he had a hand between the legs and lifted, whereas the other tackle that didn't get a sin bin on us, he actually had both legs and lifted.
But he's still, same result. He still went above a 50.
I had no problem. I had no problem with the penalty and being put on report.
That's all it should have been.
The problem was, and I shouted it at Jared Wallace, he jumped into that.
Yeah.
He jumped into that and he actually put himself in a dangerous position. He then made it worse by trying to fold his head underneath to make it into a roll, hence why he landed on his neck.
And when you watch that tackle in slow motion on the replay, Nanai was trying to get the other leg, but he couldn't.
Because he jumped with it.
Yeah, that's right. So
it's all right. I gave Jared a hard time because Jared is a part owner of one of the card shops that I buy from.
And
I was giving him a hard time about that the other day.
In any case, it shouldn't have been as simple.
Like I said, I had no problem with the penalty.
I don't understand.
I had no problem with the penalty, no problem with it being put on report. But yeah, sin bin.
Do you find now, like 10 minutes is a long time?
Yep.
And if you rewind the game 3 years ago, which I'm not talking of the 80s, but literally 3 years ago, it's not a long time.
You mean pre-Peter Vallandi?
Pre-Vallandi or pre-COVID, I guess you could say. That's a report, if that. Like, it was near on impossible to get sin bin. Like, you had to really do something bad to lose players. Like, pull up a stat. I reckon you'll find there's been about 22 sin bins since round one this year.
There's almost a couple around.
You know, that's a lot of time.
Only on the teams at the bottom. Did you see? What about that tackle of Tupou?
Tupou clotheslines Ravalava and stays on the field.
Nothing. And then you see Chad get put in the bin for something, for a loose arm, just lazy tackle, and he gets put in the bin for 10.
Bit of commentary I saw today leaning into that. It's coming up to Magic Round. After all these head highs and controversies with sin bins this week, we may see some crackdowns in the next round or two. I think it's two rounds away. But there you go.
If they ruin Magic Round again, then
there's been a 233% rise in sin bins this season.
That's a lot of time on the sides. For out of all of them, how many do you think really? Like, you're talking, like, Griffin Neame went against the Roosters for a late tackle. 0.01 of a second.
There's nothing in
that. That can't be right. So that's saying there was only six.
This is from the 5th of April.
In terms of the first four rounds.
5th of April. In the first four rounds, 20 players had spent time in the sin bin compared to six last year. As of round four. Yeah. Right. I was going to say, because there was more sin bins in Magic Round last year than that. So, okay, fair enough. So there's,
20. Look at that, 20.
So after round seven last year, there was six sin bins last year. But look at 2019.
Two hundred minutes.
Yeah.
2 to 20. Big jump.
And again, I'm all for, we said it for a long time, refs need to use sin bins. Instead of putting them on report, if you've taken someone's head off or if you've done foul play, let them sit down. But you're sitting down players these days for really?
Agreed. And the one that gets me is when there's foul play, intentional foul play when you're defending your line. I think that should only be a 5-minuter. To spend 10 minutes in the bin for that one, it's already going to be a penalty, so there's only already going to be points.
Set restart. All right, you're going for 10 now. Five is.
They should. And well, I know enough. Some of the major commentators have been talking about it too.
Go bring back the old 5 in the bin and the 10 in the bin. Yeah.
10 for major infringement, obviously, for what you're saying. You swing at a guy or whatever, or you do something, you take someone's head off.
So you're saying a professional foul should only be 5?
Yeah.
That one might be borderline, I don't know, but the lifting the pass horizontal when it's clearly accidental, like the Nanai one, and even the other one that was against us, 5.
Because the Titans got the old loophole interchange out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was literally Jared ran off, because that's when I was throwing abuse at him, ran off, other player ran on, then another player came off and he went back on.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway. Is what it is.
Look, I
still won.
I don't have a problem with sin bins if it's consistent.
If it's used properly.
If it's used properly. No, I don't even care if it's used properly. It just needs to be consistent.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I could not care if it's wrong. Like, if the call is wrong, but they do it every time, then so be it.
And it shouldn't be a... You know what I mean? When you say used consistently, yes, but it shouldn't have to come down to watching it slow motion on replay six times. Where the bunker has 17 angles.
If the bunker's going to talk to the on-field ref saying, this is foul, the bunker and the replays, play it in fast time only.
In real speed.
Do not super slow-mo this. Fast mode only, real time, and tell me if that's actually a penalty or not.
That's how I watch.
Where I'm going with it is like, and I use Chad's sin bin as an example of that. Now, whether that was right or wrong that he should have been put in the bin, definitely a penalty, maybe on report, whatever. Whether it should or shouldn't have been in the bin, I'm not overly stressed about. because then you get the tackles like that Tupu tackle yesterday.
Mm.
That was worse.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not a thing.
And that's the problem I have with it. I don't care whether it's right or wrong or whether I agree with it or disagree with it. It's just that needs to be consistent. If Chad gets put in the bin for what he did, then that should have been a 10 in the bin.
100%.
Yeah, and that's what irks me about it.
140 metres, 65 post-contact metres, 32 tackles, none missed in a total of 62 minutes. And we'll add a knockout to...
And a nice cut to the chin. Yeah.
To Jason Tamalolo's stats. And how he dodged a HIA for that, I don't even know if he'll take the field this week. Because there should be protocols around that. He was for sure...
Technically, he can. Gone. But, I mean, we all know he probably shouldn't.
What?
Play? Take the field, yeah.
Technically.
Technically, he can.
Under the way they've done the rules in history.
He didn't get HIA'd.
Nothing.
I said that in the ground. I don't know. His head would be like a concrete boulder, I reckon.
I've got to be honest with you, though. It did look like he had a micro-sleep.
Mm.
Oh, for sure.
It looked like he had a micro-sleep.
He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember it. They asked him about it in the press conference and he just said, I got a flinch.
Yeah, he did. That's a very ambiguous
I got a tickle, had a flinched and got up and kept going.
Like nothing happened.
He does not remember it happening, surely. No, that's gone. What I mean.
He had a micro sleep. Like you don't – and look, and the only reason I'm saying this is I could quite easily be a good supporter, shut up and not say a word about it, but
– again, it comes back to consistency.
Yeah, I mean
– and we didn't need him on there for the last –
He
20 minutes.
He played 52, so he set the last 30 minutes out anyway.
Yeah.
Or not last.
I'm just funny. I just found it very funny. I did find it very funny because when it happened, I went, he had a micro sleep because the way his body went, doesn't happen unless you're out. And he came to very, very quickly. Oh, and he was in another planet for a little while there.
Yeah, you watch it on replay. And again, it's in slow motion, but whatever. It's his eyes roll back at his head and the body goes limp.
Yeah.
It was not.
It's like hitting the ground, actually woke him back up.
Yeah. And it was accidental.
It was like a reboot, wasn't it?
Sleeping? And you're like, oh, me, I'm woke.
The way he dropped the ball.
I was watching that.
Yep.
The way he dropped the ball was just cold.
Yeah.
Yep. And like I said.
I'm good. I was watching that.
Yeah. Just rinse my eyes.
You were snoring.
A dad snooze. It was like a dad snooze.
100%.
But I only raise it and sort of thing is because I have concerns for the team and players that I follow, you know? And it's like, yeah.
To a point. No, it didn't affect
our multi.
Whatever it takes to get the win.
Should have been off the field, but anyway, is what it is.
Yeah.
Points for this week. So I'm going to jump in. I'm going to say mine first. And I did it while I was at the ground. But then I changed it just a little bit. So I've gone Scotty Drinkwater for 3 points. And that was just because he was everywhere. It's like everything he touched turned to gold.
Oh, is he like Jimmy Ricard, is he?
Yeah, just a little bit. And I want to give him a special mention because he hung around post-game to sign things for people when clearly they weren't supposed to be touching the crowd.
I'm not sure what the rules are with that because...
I thought you could these days.
Well, I thought so too, but most of them were hanging back and not touching any. And people just started throwing shit out on the field.
They were taking selfies in Canberra last week and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but I know. When they do the selfies is they take the phone off them, but then they...
Yeah.
There is a distance between them. And some of them were doing that.
The phone.
They were doing that towards the end, or Drinky was.
Yeah.
But then he was signing stuff and he ended up close to people anyway. So whether he thinks he's not going to be playing this week regardless, but I don't know what the protocol is because most of the players didn't go anywhere near the site.
I'm not 100% sure myself what the protocols are. I'll put it to you this way. So when I have a player in my room, they can't sit with the team. So when I had Hesse when he was injured,
he can't
commune with the team until after the game.
Yeah, all right.
Sounds like they think you're viralytic.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the general public, so I don't know.
Talk about you, Frog.
They don't want general public.
It's not me, mate. I'm clean. I get my little tick thing. Get me little.
He's clean. That's what he says anyway.
You should get rat tested.
Good on for drink day.
But he's signed nearly everything that was thrown out to him.
Yeah.
Took photos with everybody, and he gave my young Miss 7 a high five, so she was stoked.
He seems like a bloody good guy.
Yeah, he was.
Did you shout out and say, can't wait to get you on the podcast?
I didn't want
to. Oh, man.
He actually ran past that quick. I couldn't.
Did you see him on the socials? He's playing golf.
Yeah, yesterday. No, it was yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Pouring rain.
And still.
And parred it.
Still parred it. And took his $50 off Chad.
I gave 2 points to Big Kyle Felt. Brother Kyle, I think that's his first points of the year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
15 runs, the second only to Petter. Played very smart, especially for that short kickoff that you know was called out.
That was fantastic.
That was smart.
Can someone so explain smart. What happened there? Because you watched the game. We know what happened.
Yeah.
So they called it out when it shouldn't have been.
The touchy was must have been watching the ball and not Kyle's feet. Originally, Kyle's feet were out, or one foot was out.
Stepped out and then stepped back into the field of play.
Stepped back in beyond the 10-metre.
Yep.
So, and then when the ball crossed that 10-metre, what do you call it, plane.
He grabbed it
and flicked it back in.
Yep.
So it's good.
That's fine, yeah.
But the touchy must have thought his foot was still out.
So what happened? Did they admit that they got it wrong?
Yeah, they reversed the decision. So right. Originally,
that's why no captain's challenge.
Yeah, no captain's. Didn't need to. Because the crowd lit up.
Oh, yeah, we did. There was no argument. But what got confusing was because nothing got said.
No.
Couldn't hear anything. And then all of a sudden we got the feed to the scrum. We were all sitting there going,
what? Well, they had to go to a scrum because I think it's normally a penalty or whatever because it's incorrect restart. But yeah, they had to go to the scrum because they had to reverse it. Whereas it should have been play on because I think Petter ended up with the ball.
Yeah.
And it was almost open field.
Because Wally Lewis was doing the sideline commentary for Triple M and he's sitting there going to Laurie Spina going,
yeah,
what's going on there? How did the Cowboys get the feed?
Because
we didn't hear that part. Yep. We didn't hear that they'd admitted that they screwed up.
Felt he was defensively great. Topped the run metres with 166. And his post-contact metres was only behind Jason Taumalolo and Jordan McLean.
Should have had one in the corner too.
I also said one try, although disallowed, but it wasn't his fault. And I watched the replay of that one again today. And I think it was Brimson made a defence –
100%.
Made a defensive read.
100%.
And that's why he – and he still made
– And the thing
– Made look, it to Kyle, so
– Fair enough. If it's a – they're going to play the Shepherd and you want it just black and white instead of everything else that we've gone through. But felt he was scoring in that corner before Brimson even got hit.
Yeah.
By the time Brimson got – it swept that fast, felt he already had the ball before Brimson even got taken.
And that was live right in front of me. And blue and grey coloured glasses, but to me there was nothing wrong with it.
Were you wearing your buff?
I wasn't wearing my buff. I forgot about the buff.
Man, I was wearing mine.
As a boob tube.
That's exactly right.
Valentine Holmes got a point, not just an attack. He diffused everything Fifita was thinking of, just quietly. And I gave top effort points, which mean nothing, but JT, McLean, Gilbert, Dearden, Lukey, Robson and Cotter.
Why don't you just say the rest of the
team? I could. Like, everyone played well. I don't think anyone other – look, I'll say Nanai had a bad game up until he scored. Before that, he had a few errors.
He's been making a few errors. There's no argument.
But he comes good with a try.
Well, yeah, but he just – the ball wasn't getting to him at the right spot. There were some not-so-crisp passes maybe if I wanted to dig holes. Robson had a few, a bit wild.
He's just –
other than that, that was sin days, bin, though, that's the first non – 80-minute game he's played.
Nanai,
for this season.
Yeah.
So now, no other forward is playing 80s other than Nanai. Not even, you know, Gilbert's not, Lukey's not. Oh, Lukey did play one last week against Raiders, but he's the only forward out there that's playing 80s.
What did Rubes do? Did
Rubes? It's not up there. No. Cotter? Yeah. No, not even close.
Cotter
was good too. Like, he had
just minutes.
Good effort.
God, he's a nugget, isn't he?
He is.
He is just a nugget.
He'll just get up.
Yeah, he played 56 minutes. There you go.
So the only 80 minutes was 1-7.
Yeah. And so Nanai would have.
If he had to go on to
the team. Because he played 17.
Yeah, well, right. We don't know that.
Maybe not.
You think
maybe
so. Not.
But
you think
more so. Than likely.
What I'm saying is, like, he might have a couple of lapses or he might, but he makes up for it.
Yeah.
But he's also knowing that you're not needing an interchange for him. He's got a motor.
I tell you what, I know we've talked about him already tonight and stuff like that and how much he puts his body and soul into the game. But Tommy Gilbert, when he came off the field just as Nanai scored that try, he was spent.
Yeah.
You knew he had left everything out on that field.
Yeah.
It was so good to see. Like him and Hesse come up to him, give him a big hug and that. And yeah, it was
– Yeah,
there's a lot of love going on in that team. You know?
Shall we go around the room, Pistol? Points?
Yeah, I've got 3 points for the drink. Big headache for Toddy. I don't envy him. I don't know where you got to keep him there.
I don't think you put Hammer back at fullback.
No, I think you keep him there, and
not the way Drink's playing. He's
Murray is in top career form.
He was quiet this week. If anything,
you're not dropping Felty. Valentine is your origin and probably even Kangaroo centre at the moment if you were to pick a team tomorrow.
Yep.
And Hiku is just a brick wall.
Hiku can almost get a call up for the Kiwis, the way he's playing at the moment.
Potentially.
And so out of those back five, you're not dropping one of them. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Jake, does he come on in that position?
No, because I think you need a backup hooker. I think you need someone definitely.
Yeah, I don't think Robson's at that 80 minutes yet.
I mean, you can substitute here and there with Ruben, but
you can have Cotter there, I suppose.
You know,
but do you have someone as small as Hammer on your bench?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It worked with PJ Marsh and Cooper Cronk and things like that in Origin, but yeah, I don't
Origin's different though.
I know, but. You know, when you think of Jake, like he was last year's best fullback, last year's best centre, last year's best Mr. Fix-It everywhere.
He was very unlucky. Probably the crowd's
favourite player of all time last year, and he hasn't done anything wrong this year.
No.
So,
except for jumping at people's legs. Allegedly.
I think, you know, you've got to have Hammer somewhere. He's going to be a 300-game Cowboy player like Matty Bowen could be, and I don't know where you're putting him in. Big headache for Todd. But I've got Drink for number one. He was just electric. Two, the big Hylam. Underrated. 51 minutes, but just...
That try, no one was stopping that.
Head down, bum up, follow me into battle, boys. And I did go... I tossed up between Gilbert and Chad, but even Gilbert could have had my 2 points, but he missed out completely. I went Chad for one. Just game management. Just... What?
You've called him the Black Panther.
Yeah, the Black Panther.
Oh, Chadwick.
Chadwick Boseman.
Gotcha. My bad.
Yeah.
Yep. The Black Panther for one. He is...
Thought about going back to Robs.
Yeah. He's just been... For a player that got bought here on such a salary and everyone raved him off and what are you doing? Why didn't you get Reynolds? Yes, he's not Alfie Lange. Yes, he's not Reynolds. Yes, he's not Joey Johns. Yes, he's not...
To be fair, Reynolds has had one good game this year.
Correct.
And it was last week.
Yeah.
Correct. But just Chad's on-field game management, he'll win us a premiership.
He's quiet. He doesn't he doesn't get the stats.
No. But just does his job.
I never ever was under the illusion or disillusion that Townsend was being brought here to be our game winner.
No. He was going to be here for about a season and a half, and then Dearden and Drink he would take.
Exactly
it on.
Right. You know, for me, he was always going to be the stabler, like just to stable the ship, and get some direction, and sort of that thing, and to allow your Deardens and your Drink Waters to shine.
Yep. And he's only 30. Is it? I'm sure he's 30, not 32. I'm pretty sure he's only 30. He's got a 3-year contract. He's here for now, next, and the following. So 33.
31.
34 then. You know, that's that's going to be, 3-year contract on 31.
Yeah. You wonder why we can't get him in. Keep saying he's 34.
No, 3-year on 31. he's going to instill a lot of guidance.
Oh, like for
that's
sure.
That's getting passed down.
And we've not stopped hearing about how much he makes a difference at training and things like that. So, yeah, there's no argument at all.
So, yeah, not the flashy of the flashes, but definitely got 1 point from me.
I like your final comment on the run sheet. Everyone was unbelievable, and you're kidding yourself if the Nanai sin bin is a sin bin. Not going to disagree. Morgs, points.
Yeah, I've gone three for Drink.
Three I've drinks. Got,
which is... Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Free drinks.
Free drinks. I probably said two, but I didn't mean it.
They still are.
I went two for Dearden. I thought Dearden had a great game. The dual attack of Drink and Dearden, I think, is working great. I went one. I think Felty deserved it. Yeah, I know he didn't get a try, but his game smarts and the way he played. Oh, he deserved a try, but he didn't get it. I thought Felty deserved it. I will have a special mention for the Titans captain challenge. Oh, which was an absolute stinker.
What a basket case.
I'd give him a point for that horrible captain's challenge.
Wasn't it the one that Proctor's going, you go, challenge it, challenge it?
It was disgraceful.
I think it might have been, yeah.
They should have got points taken away.
Was that the, it was getting up to play the ball and they were saying it was a hand in the ball and he just straight out.
He just straight out just lost, fumbled it. Yeah.
Mind you, we did one last week against Raiders. Cotter raked it out blatantly. Yeah. Challenge it, challenge. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The hell is wrong with you lot?
There's 15 cameras around the ground, Reeves, mate.
No, a bit of an honest decision.
Not me, sir. Look over there.
I went Hiku for three. I just
Petter.
Yeah, poor Pet. I've
You're solid.
I froth on him, man. I really
he's
do.
Up.
I do. I froth on him.
And okay. You know what? Playing 80 minutes too. Good on him.
I went. I do agree.
Center.
I should with being a back.
I agree with Pistol. I went Lukey for two. He, I like him coming off the bench. Yeah. I really do like him coming. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not comparing him, but he reminds me a bit of Gordon Tallis. That mongrel and rage that he just comes in. But two completely different people, please. But
I don't know if he's. I haven't really. Seen mongrel or rage in him. He seems just really
goes
quiet. Though.
Just goes. Yeah. And runs hard.
Yeah, no, you're right. Mongrel's probably not the right word.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's a healthy player to have when you think that he can play 80 but can also play second row and prop.
Yep.
Like, that is quite a healthy acquisition.
And I went 1 point, Brother Kyle. I agree with everyone. I just think he the maturity that came through and that, and also for the fact that I got to see him carry his daughter around the ground too. It was pretty cool. And he came over and asked me if I was wearing my new boots. So
did Val too.
Yeah.
Took the kids out there. But yeah, good to see Gracie.
Macy.
My bad.
Macy.
Oh, that was close.
Macy saw today's posted on his Instagram. She's the newest Cowboy 2022 member.
There you go.
Oh, right. Very
Macy
good.
Felt.
Got a very good membership. And that's good to see.
Excellent. Our top five.
Top five. After seven rounds, we got a tie at the top. On 29 points.
Drinky.
Tamalolo and Dearden.
Oh.
Yeah. In second place on 22 points.
Drinky.
Holmes.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
In third place on 18 points.
Drinky.
Yeah, drink water.
Yeah.
And then I, so there you go. And in fourth place on 13 points, Tommy G. And fifth place on 12 points, Ruben Cotter.
How well is Scotty going? He's missed the first four and he's in the top three.
Yeah. And he's reigning.
Yeah, well,
he's reigning. He's reigning.
Reigning man. Reigning champion.
Wow. Just me, or is it a little bit cold in here?
It's a little chilly.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't mind a packet of sorted creams or something. That'd be nice.
Yeah, a bit of
Monte
nibblings.
Carlos or something.
I got the earphones have come off. It's like he's gone, hang on a minute. I've got a pack of assorted creams. He's going to
fix
it.
The aircon.
Change the temperature for your delicate souls.
Don't have a pack of Kingston's or something.
Kind of tempted to have a beer just quietly. But anyway.
Go on then.
Steak and eggs and everything.
Yeah. Round eight, Saturday, 30th of April. And it's the Cowboys flying up to Darwin to host the Eels. No, it's actually the other way around. Eels taking their home game up to Darwin. Nice of them, so we don't have to go to New South Wales. TIO Stadium, 7:05 p.m. So it'll be nice and it'll still be warm.
What's the temperature up there at the moment, Morgs?
Hot.
Damn hot. So hot it's a crotch pot.
I think the team, I haven't compared, and I'm terrible at this, but the team, I mean, who knows, because my mate likes to change it around all the time, like just before they run out. But I think it's rain. 1-13.
Ooh, here we go.
1-13 the same.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Even the interchange. Granville, Gilbert, Cotter and Neem off the bench. Jermaine to Noah Brown makes it into the 18th man. Hammer is at 19th.
$50. Cotter and Gilbert start in place of Essen, Lukey.
Yeah, 100%.
$50. I can't. Guaranteed.
That should be in the multi this week. Yeah. We should have put that in.
The temperature for that game will be maximum of 33 throughout the day, down to 25 at night, 40% chance of rain.
Humidity is what stings.
Right, now, what's the weather in Parramatta at the moment?
Yeah.
We can
cold. Anyway, Parramatta, Gutho as captain and fullback, Hayes Perham, Will Penasini. Always want to say that name differently. Dylan Brown in centre. Bailey Simonson. Jake Arthur. Mitch Moses, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Reed Marnie, Junior Paulo, Sean Lane, Isaiah Papali'i, Nathan Brown. Maka Hesse Makatawa?
Nice. Sure.
Yep. Ryan Madison, Oregon Kafusi, another Kafusi, and Bryce Cartwright. Many things I could say, but he is 17th. Wirimu Greg is the 18th man. And
Tommy Opacek.
Tommy Opacek. This is almost like the second Cowboys Rejects team.
Rejects.
Oh, it's not like the Knights, is it?
No, true.
It's not quite that bad. But anyway, Dolphins. that is the team heading up the Dolphins. Yeah, could be now.
It could struggle. To answer your question, the temperatures around in Parramatta at the moment, top temp around about 20-21. During the day. Gets down to around about 14, 13 degrees at the moment. They've got a lot of rain happening down there in Sydney at the moment.
They're going to go from 13 to 26.
It'd be a bit hot.
That's worth 12 points straight up for the Cowboys.
I believe we've beaten them up there.
They gave us a bit of a touch-up last year, though.
We weren't great last year.
No. But
previous years when we've played up there, we've done all right against
them. Wasn't it against the Roosters when we played?
We pumped the Roosters.
I thought we pumped the Eels up there once too.
Look, we
beat the Eels, but that was also JT's shoulder game that he got through and then broke it in Origin the week after.
Yeah. Right. Well, since 1998, the Eels and the Cowboys have played 41 games and won 20 apiece with one draw.
Oh, 14 all, I remember that.
So this is the tiebreaker game. The Eels on 71% in wins. We're on 57%. They've scored 209 points and conceded 127. We have scored 114 and conceded 93. Interesting. Completion rates around 80 and 78%. Tackle efficiency is very even across the board as far as the stats go, actually. I think it's a bit of a test, especially like the Eels weren't bad last week.
They were pretty on song, but Knights didn't get off the bus.
Well, that's the thing.
This will be a good test for us,
I think. This will be a great test.
If we can steady ourselves and get the win, brilliant. If we hold ourselves well and only just lose or something like that, to me that's brilliant as well.
If you look at their centre there and then their 5'8", Dylan Brown and I think it's Jake Arthur – going to be if Morgs knew how to scroll down.
Jake Arthur's there, 5'8".
Yeah, so if you look at that, that's, I think, going to be your matchup because Dylan Brown has been killing it at 5'8", but now Brad Arthur's decided to go with his boy and move Dylan into the centres.
Do you think that's Do you think that's because the wife's in his ear going,
maybe,
honey, I'm sick and tired of hearing...
But to put it in, to put that in Leighton terms, you've got Drinkwater there and you've got Dearden. It'd be the same as moving, well, Hiku used to play 5'8", so it'd be the same as moving Dearden and Hiku around right now when everything's gelling and working fine.
Yeah.
It would make no sense at all, but Brad Arthur's doing that. So
has Jake Arthur been injured, though?
No. They've decided to go with him the last couple of games.
I'll tell you what, Mitch Moses is playing well. From what I've seen, I don't watch a lot of Eels games, but Mitch Moses has been going very well. So,
well, they moved Dylan Brown to centre out of 5'8" for that Tigers game, and look what happened in that.
Yeah, well, hey, that's a good.
Hopefully that might do something for us.
Can't hurt. So long as we take into this week what the team's been doing the last few weeks is good defence, solid defence.
And just getting around each other for every good thing that you do. Hold the ball, complete well, keep your 85% completion rate up, run hard, head down, bum up. Chad Townsend, I reckon this is going to be controlled again. I'm going to say now 482 kick meters.
This is his 200th first grade game too.
Oh, yeah. Giddy up.
So he'll be out to have a good one, guaranteed, and I think he'll steer the ship. Quite nicely.
The kick meters is going to be pivotal in this one.
Yeah. Accurate. I think we need some accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple of 40-20s. Hopefully
to get one 40-20.
Well, you know.
I'll chuck three out there.
Yeah, three will do. Hopefully no 20. Hopefully we don't need any 20-40s.
Yeah. We don't really want to get in that path. Unless you try to be sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky. I'm quite surprised. I'll be honest with you. I'm quite surprised.
Second tackle, 2040.
Yeah.
Like, oh, DCE style.
Yeah. Quite surprised it hasn't happened more.
Yeah.
I think because it's so risky. I don't know how they can't do it. You see half the time they'll do like 20-20s. They can kick it all the time.
Yeah.
But I think in game, because you got to do it so quick and it's a split decision.
You got to be in position. You got to be.
Yeah. So it's
obviously. It is a risk. There's no argument. It is a risk.
Yeah, it's clearly a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Says me who couldn't kick a football to save myself.
Ah, you know.
It'd be a good game, though.
Back in the under 12 days, I reckon I could have done it. Good
luck with that. Like I said earlier.
Last game on Saturday, yeah.
I think the weather, that could possibly be a good solid 12 points to us, that weather and humidity straight up.
Any rain forecast? Yeah, what did you say? 40%.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Eels are $1.35 up against Cowboys at $3.25 at this stage. So,
see, that's again, unreal. Eels are sitting fourth on the ladder and third. We're fifth.
They're third and we're fifth. But that, yeah, it's a bit rude. I got no problem with the Eels being favourite, but us at $3, son, that's a bit rich.
I'll take it.
$2, yeah. $2.20, $2.30, yeah.
Hey, I'd take $3.
I'll take it.
Well, we are.
We'll
get to later on. Yeah, but anyway, Saturday night, the 30th, 7:05 PM, on KO, on Foxtel.
Yes.
Get around it.
Get on it.
We'll be around. We'll be somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be at Palm House.
I'll be in La Longa Reach.
Fancy.
Tipping comp. Yeah. 2022. It is at freetips.com.au. 113 odd members at the moment. The overall winner this year getting themselves. We've got them in front of us now.
Yeah, I've put my greasy fingers over one
you
of
have,
them.
Yeah, unwrapped it. Bloody hell. You get yourself a signed playing jersey.
You could do both if you want.
They are an away. They are an away jersey because they are much better. They look much better when they have signatures all over them.
Yeah,
and we'll get those signed before the end of this year.
And we'll get them back in time too.
Hopefully, ask Red Hot Richie and Webster One what theirs look like.
Yeah, when you do ask Webster One, ask him.
Yeah, just tell him if you hurry up. And send
let us know what he says, eh?
Webster, come on, mate.
I think he just likes the airtime we give him.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Anyway, that's all thanks to Be Clean NQ, Carpets and Upholstery Cleaning. And as we jump in the leaderboard this week, thanks very much for everybody who listened and also chose their jokers.
Yeah, you pricks.
That didn't help me at all. Tamalolo is better than Parker, is in first place on 60 points. Cowgirl Shez right behind on 59. Toby Hunt on 55. I find Tinsel distracting. JJ 86 and Porco Cowboys on 54. Methodical Flamethrower and Bruiser Broads.
Hey, Methodical Flamethrower, wherever you are, you're in my work comp as well. I don't know how that's happened, but you're in my work comp too. Because someone was going, does anyone know who Methodical Flamethrower is? They haven't paid their money yet. And I'm going, that name sounds really familiar.
What's the password, Frog? I might jump in too.
I don't know how they've managed to do that, but anyway.
Chris North, 5, Winky's Weapons and Graham C. 89 rounding out the top 11. But I mention Graham C. 89 because he's also on 52 points, so it's equal 10th. We'll call it that. Whatever.
Yep.
As I scroll down to pick out a few players, File Celt is up in 17th. Rob on the Ranch is in 19th spot.
La-dee-da.
Now, I was on page 2 last year. Can't believe something like that. Anyway, I'm on 50 points. I'm still 10 points away from Tamalolo is better than Parker, who from memory is Josh Elmer. Anyway.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It is.
How many wild cards has he used, though?
He has used all three of his now. Yeah, I still actually most. Oh, no. Actually, Toby Hunt, I believe he's sitting in third place, has not used any jokers yet.
Ooh.
Oh, no, sorry. He did in round 5.
Ah, okay.
When he tipped a perfect round.
Oh.
Yeah, Toby Hunt. Ooh. So he's got 2 jokers left. That's some good sounds over there, Frog. I'm a little concerned. Red Hot Richie, our inaugural winner, equal 50 points. He's in 21st spot. As I scroll down the list.
I'm not that far behind you now.
Fucking Frog, 45.
Como, Jay Birdman, and Alpha PC Man. These guys are all Patreon subscribers. They are 36th, 37th, and 38th in this competition. Webster 1, reigning champion in 40th. Barking Frog and Morgan TSV are in 45th and 46th.
We're coming for you as we used our first wild cards and we've boomed up the list.
44 points. Lukey, I felt some huss. I just love that name. That's why I read it out. Also on 44 points in 48th position. Now, I think the Finn has changed his name. He is now shotgun blazing 8 guns. And that might give away who the Finn actually is.
Yeah, it's not pistol.
It's not pistol, but it's someone very closely related.
A little shotgun. I wouldn't be blazing day guns.
And now, as I scroll down, I'm over on page 2. Keep on going. Pistol blazing 2 guns.
Just keep swimming.
Now in 86th spot, just ahead of George Gaddis, who used his second Joker and still only tipped 2.
Yeah, George, what's going on, brother?
What are you doing, mate?
He's too busy on a super coach. Oh,
yeah, I think he's given too much time. And I want to make special mention to Farkoff.
Oh.
Just because he's in 74th spot and I love his name. Or her name. I've no idea.
I'm guessing it's a him by the picture.
Oh, whatever. I just love the name.
Anyway.
Tipping for this week.
86, that's just a
joke. What about the OTR subscribers, mate?
Oh, the OTR subscribers.
I just thought I'd give you a chance to sort of boost yourself a little. Oh,
I don't need to toot my own horn, but I am leading that competition. I'm on 50 points in that one. And the next closest is Rion on 46 with Camo 99. Albert PC Man, Barking Frog, Morgan, Corbin Kelly, Chris Reed, Swiss Cowboy, Jay Birdman AU, Cat 72, Huge Hendo, and Pistol Blazing 2 Guns at the bottom of that one as well.
Surprise.
What a shock.
I've just been getting a bad beat, that's all.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
All right, NRL Round 8 tipping Thursday 28th of April at 7:50 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium. What a shock. The Broncos are $3.70 up against the Sharks at $1.28. And, well, let's go that way this time. We'll kick it off with Frog.
Sharks by 10.
Impressive.
Sharks by 12.
Pistol?
Yeah, Sharks by 26.
I'm going to go Sharks by 8, least amount. I think the Broncos, they'll be good at home. They always are. Friday the 29th, well, not always, but recently, like last week. Friday the 29th, I keep backpedaling there, don't I? 6 p.m. at Cbus Super Stadium. The Titans are $7.50 up against the Panthers at $1.09. Frog?
Ooh.
Panthers.
Orgs.
Yeah, Panthers.
Pistol?
Yeah, I've gone Titans.
And I'm
I think
going
they'll Panthers. Do it. I think they'll bounce back.
Yeah, I'm going Panthers.
If it was played in Penrith, I'd go Penrith, but I don't know. Panthers have to travel up.
They are close. Coast. It is a flip
of
the coin.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I 100%. Mean, they've both been playing.
Yeah, it's tough.
Got interesting form, both teams.
It's all about the cowboy climb.
7:55 at Central Coast. I'm not going to argue with that. Central Coast Stadium. The Rabbitohs are $1.62, which is a strange number. And the Manly Sea Eagles are $2.30, Frog.
I have really struggled on this one. I'm going to go the Bunnies.
The Boonays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just no reasoning.
Yeah, it was a flip of the coin scenario for me on this game.
That guy over there.
Yeah, look, this is a tough one. Oh, I reckon.
Just wreck the joint. It's okay.
I reckon.
It's yours.
I reckon Manly's got a better chance, but I'm going to tip the Bunnies because I prefer them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I don't want to tip Manly, but I have.
What are you doing over there? Broken.
Trying to get comfortable. The Rabbits have won the last 5 head-to-head, so I'm going to go with the streak continuing.
The streak.
Go on the streak.
Yeah, I might be changing that. I've tipped Manly, but they played pretty good, actually, for a second half side against Talakai basically ruined them in 10 minutes.
Yeah. So, you still don't know?
I've tipped Manly, but that may change.
I'm going
to fuck it. I'm changing it to CS.
I'm going to go the Rabbits. I think they're going to bounce back a little stronger after getting snapped by the Tigers.
Pete's still going to tip the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've still got Titans. Yeah. Got Titans. No, they'll cause the upset of the year here.
Saturday the 30th at Morton Daly Stadium in Redcliffe, new home of the Dolphins.
How Warriors are underdogs here?
Oh, I don't know. The Warriors are $2.05. The Raiders.
Have you seen Canberra?
The Raiders are $1.77. Yeah,
exactly. Warriors are underdogs.
From 3 p.m.
Do we even have to do this game? Like, does it matter?
Tip
yes.
a draw.
As far as tipping goes, yes.
Part of me wants to go the Warriors just because they would have been a bit embarrassed after last week's efforts. Oh, yesterday's efforts. Mm. Or the day before.
Yeah, I know. We all know what you mean. This week.
I think Canberra actually due for one, though, so I'm going to go Canberra.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. It's I did have the Warriors down, then I changed it to Canberra, then I went back to the Warriors, but I'll go Canberra.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Morgs?
I'm going to go Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with
Pistols
it.
Pistols tipping the draw.
I've gone Aotearoa Roa.
These are the two second teams.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Raiders are just... What's happened to them?
They're a case of baskets. Mate.
What has happened to them? And Warriors, like, we lost to them only a couple of weeks ago. Imagine that. The Storm put 70 on them and we lost to the Warriors. We got to play Storm in a couple of weeks' time. Yeah, might be 80 to 10.
Let's hope they break a few ribs by then.
Oh, Jared Kroger's in there. Ooh.
Peter Holler? Probably on the bench.
Well, Dejan Arce is in for the Warriors.
He's not playing. I mean, he's on the emergencies.
But he's an in.
No, SJ's playing. Yeah, Warriors. Sorry, I paused at SJ. Reserve.
Yeah, they're playing on Redcliffe. They're going to want to do
so. So is Jared Croker. Equal reserve.
Yeah, no, I reckon Warriors are playing closer to their home ground. And, I mean, you want to get the hell out of Canberra this time of year anyway.
Just on that as well, Corey Horsberg, I like him, but, dude, chewing bubble gum in the minute silence on the last post, like, come on, mate, pull your head in.
Yeah, I...
Blowing bubbles. I only saw that. Blowing bubbles.
Blowing bubbles? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was he?
God. Come on, buddy. You're better than that.
Come on, mate. Turn it up. Yeah, look, I got no idea here. Something wrong at the Raiders. I think the Warriors, they just got snapped. Monday. So, I'm going to tip the Warriors. I might live to regret that. 5:30 p.m. at TBA, according to the Footy TV website. I don't know where this is meant to be played, but the Bulldogs are $4.60 and the Roosters are $1.20. Why is that TBA, Hawks? What's going on there?
Yeah, we'll check into that now.
It's a core stadium in Sydney, according to the NRL, but Footy Tips has got it as TBA. I don't know what their problem is.
Maybe we can punt on it.
Maybe there's something they know that we don't. But Bulldogs $4.60, Roosters $1.20, slightly different to the sports bet odds, but that's what it is. Frog?
Roosters.
Yeah, I'm going Tedesco to kick him. Roosters.
Okay.
Roosters are on a downward spiral. Go the Dogs.
They have been all day. Bottom four side.
Yeah, apparently.
Bottom four.
They're going to lose every game from here on out.
Yeah, Dogs will get up. This is all about getting the Broncos the wooden spoon. We need Dogs a couple of wins here.
I'm going to go the Roosters. 7:35 p.m. at TIO Stadium. The Eels, $1.28. The Cowboys, $3.65. Frog.
Ladies and gentlemen, get out. You know, I always normally say, don't gamble with my money.
Gamble with your money this way.
Well, at $3.65, if you haven't chucked a sneaky on there.
It's purchased.
Do yourself a favour and do it because the boys are going to get it up. The boys will get up on this one. I can feel it. I can feel the urgency.
Very good. Just a side note, the odds for premiership on the side of this. Para is $10. Cowboys here at $81 still.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think we're 60-something on the blue one.
Roosters, $9 below us.
Yeah, yeah. Manly, 21. South's 26, makes no sense. But
that's crazy. That's Sydney.
It's the life of a bookie.
Sydney bookies, yeah. That's what it is.
Tab's got them at 67s.
Yeah, and Sportsbet, I think, is even lower than that now. I think it's 51 or something like that. But anyway, Morgs.
Yeah, I'm going the, I was going to say the home side, but our home side. Going the Cowboys.
6-1 half dozen the other in Darwin.
Gilbert to score.
Nice.
Yeah. Gilbert to break the spoon on the bell.
Gilbert to miss the bell and crack his knuckle on the spoon. I don't think he'd, for four weeks with a broken thumb.
I don't think he'd care. I think he'd still go.
I've got the Cowboys. Darwin touched on the weather. Cowboys 19+.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm hard or head here, but I'm definitely going Cowboys. I think we're on a streak. And I think we've played well the last 2 weeks despite playing against the Titans and the Raiders, who were both covered a bit of basket cases, but I think we still would have. I think we'll still win, but it'll be a little bit closer. It could be a 4-pointer between 2 and 4 points here. I think. But win's a win. Like we said, even if you lose, it's still a good good thing. But anyway,
yeah,
if it's as long as we don't get flogged.
As long as we don't get flogged, I think a small loss is, I think, is a win for us at the moment.
A win's a win.
Losses are unacceptable.
A loss is not acceptable.
Righto. Okay. We see where the battle lines are drawn on this table. Sunday, the 1st of May. It's already May. Far out. 2 p.m. at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights are $7.50. The Storm are $1.08. Frog.
I just think Kalen should have saved his money and gone somewhere else. But anyway, Storm.
Probably should have.
This game should be called off because I reckon Knights are going to get embarrassed. Storm.
I don't think it's going to be 70 points to 10, just quietly. But
Knights have to do something. I've tipped Storm, but Knights, just do something.
Do something.
Prove me wrong.
Do something.
I hope Knights actually win. I really do.
I think Storm are going to... they're peaking too early as far as I'm concerned. But I'm going to tip them this week. But it's no good being in the form that they're in April, May. Yeah,
but are they in actually that good a form?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, who have they played?
So they played the Bulldogs, 44-0. They played the Raiders, 30-16. They play the Sharks, 34-18. Like, that would have been a quality game. But Sharks were pretty damn bad in that game. Like, worse than they should have been.
Yep.
And then Warriors. So they haven't really... the Sharks are the only top eight side they've played.
So you're saying and they lost flat track bullies.
Well, I didn't... yeah.
Have a look at the Storm Knights head-to-head. They've lost the last five. 48-4, 26-16, 26-12, 34-4, 28-10. Not even close.
Yeah, right. No. But the Knights haven't been good. I think Storm will still win this, but it'll just be – it's going to change eventually.
I reckon it'll easily be 20 points in it.
Yeah, probably. Yep. This is the 19-plus game.
Yeah, that is actually a really good point. Yeah. We should be looking at that.
That's probably what we should be putting on. Yeah. 4:05 p.m. at Wynn Stadium, the last game of the round, and they've hidden this one. It's the very last one. It's the Dragons $1.57. Actually, this could turn out to be a good game now that I say that. The Dragons are $1.57. The Tigers are $2.40. This could be good. I mean, who knows? Well, both teams are surprising.
Tigers have got some form at the moment. They haven't won a game. They've struggled to win a game, and then they pull two nail biters out.
Yeah.
So I've gone the Dragons, but I tell you what, I think this will be a little bit closer than people. I thought the Dragons played quite well yesterday against the Roosters.
They weren't.
They played the first half really, really well. Roosters come out hard in the second half, but they held them out. So
exactly. And the Tigers know how to come back and clinch it. So
Hastings can pop a field goal.
Dragons. Carney. Dragons.
Yeah, look, I've gone Tigers. I think they're on a heater. They're not turning their season around, but they're just doing good things for their coach, keeping him employed for a little bit longer. And just a quiet one.
I think you would have been all right anyway.
Storm 19 plus is $1.75.
Oh, Jesus, it's not even worth it.
51 plus is 26. And
51 might be a push.
Should be a 31 plus there somewhere.
There is. And 30 plus for the Storm is $3.20.
Yeah, I'd probably go that one.
That's not too bad.
If I was going to put that in somewhere. I don't know, but I'm going to go the Tigers here. I'm probably going to regret it, but, it's tipping. I'm not going to regret it that much. Jesus. Big deal. That's tipping for round eight. All thanks to Be Clean NQ. Carpets and upholstery cleaning. I'm not going to do the subway rubbish.
What is it this week? I didn't even
know. I'm giving him air time.
Oh, okay.
Cares.
Yeah, no, until we start getting some platters on this table, baby, I'm not saying no more about
talking about sandwiches. Who cares about sandwiches? Supercoach.
Tell you what, good sangers. Nah, I was going to say.
I'll tell you what, Supercoach, I was a little bit nervy. I thought Pistol was going to pit me there at the end there.
No chance.
I only beat you by 100 or something like that.
Did it?
Yeah.
I've been paying attention.
It's good. I'm 16th in the main league. Red Hot Richie winning that one. Still 12 league points. I think that's 6 wins.
Yep.
Out of 7 rounds, so that's not bad for Red Hot. Actually, no, I think we've only done 6 head-to-head because he's got 6 wins and no losses. Uh-huh. Good on you, Red Hot Richie. Good to see you good at tipping and super coach. How about fuck off?
We haven't even got a prize for that one yet.
We love you.
we better get our fingers out.
Oh, I might give him a buff or something.
Might give him a buff, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a jersey. What more does he want?
He's cleaning us out.
This guy. Not even a
prize pig.
He's cleaning us out as good as B-Clean cleans blinds, carpets and upholstery. And aircons.
Yes, thank you. Very good. In the second league, Brody, the Bruisers, is winning that one with 6 wins, no draws and no losses as well. Don't know who you are, Brody, but you can fuck off too. No, just you're doing well. You're doing well.
I think I'm going at half all right in that second comp.
Yeah. Morgan hasn't won a game in that second comp.
No, I never will.
I don't think he has.
Has he won one in the first one?
No, he hasn't won one. Even Pistols won one in the first one.
I'm just taking up space.
So, yeah, things haven't gone well there. Where are you, Frog? You're in the first league. You're 14th.
14th in the first league. And it hasn't updated yet.
You're ninth in the second league. So
it hasn't updated yet.
This is...
Oh, here we go. Now it has. No, it hasn't updated yet.
Hasn't it?
Oh,
no. No, it's still got me lined up playing against...
Mine is. Oh, you're on phone. The phone one might be different. I don't know. The super coach buddy things. I don't know. This is... Whose idea was it to do super coach? George.
Gaddis.
Fucking Gaddis. Tell you what. Doesn't even tip.
Hey? It hasn't updated yet, but yeah, I'm five and two in the second comp, I think I'm 2 and 5 in the first comp.
It's terrible. I don't know why we agreed to do it. Anyway, moving on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome along to our little multi that we've actually got some money in the bank for once. All thanks to our good friends at Fusion Networks. It is time for the Podic Multi.
At least you got the name right this week.
I know. Thank you.
Because Pistols doesn't want to play anymore.
No, it's not because he doesn't want to play. It's just if you're on a winning thing, don't change it. If it's not broke, congratulations. We've won some money for the cause.
I don't want to play anymore.
I've got my one there. I will spruik after you guys bomb out on this. But yeah. Mr. Negative.
Mr. Negative.
Yeah, can't do it 2 weeks in a row.
Sock, pie, sock.
Now, the multi, as we've alluded to, got up.
It did.
And we are $320-odd richer.
We are rolling in it, baby.
Well, you are.
Morgan will piss that all up. Morgan's the dogs.
Morgan's when's Shelby 66 run next?
Morgan's like, hey God, I don't have to put any more money in for a while.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I put the multi on tonight and I'm like, oh, this feels good.
Yeah, this will prop us up for a while. A couple comments on the multi winning on, well, yesterday or Monday. Carsten said it's for all the battlers.
Yeah,
Como said it's an Anzac miracle. Because it was Anzac Day round, the last leg. And Hendo, that pays for the year.
Pretty much does.
And probably next year too,
Hendo. Yeah, fair chunk of it. What have we got? Yeah.
But the multi this week, I might launch into this one. Hell, I'll read it out this week. It's a 7-legger. It's huge.
That was choo-choo.
Stressful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sounded like you were trying to push something out then.
Yeah, it's good. It's huge. North Queensland Cowboys, we're taking at $3.25 up against the Parramatta Eels up there in Darwin. Sounds familiar. I think I've been talking about that for a while.
Yeah.
Second leg is a 2-leg same game multi. Just to be complicated, it is the Roosters over the Bulldogs, and we're taking Joey Manu as any time try scorer. That comes out to $2.40. And the third leg is, hear me out.
Is mine.
This one's Morgs. So this is, we're taking the Adelaide Crows over the Greater Western Sydney Giants.
Yep.
And they're playing in Adelaide?
Yes.
We're going to hope now.
I bloody hope so.
We don't know. You're taking Taylor Walker as anytime goal scorer. Now, he plays for Adelaide.
Tex Walker.
Tex Walker.
We're taking Toby Green, anytime goal scorer, and he plays for
GWS.
You got him as anytime as well.
He's a rat bag.
Anytime goal scorer and... Toby Green to also get 15 or more disposals, which if you're not into AFL, you've got no idea what that is.
We're playing in AO.
That's just basic.
Adelaide Oval.
Oval, thank you. Or the SCG, it doesn't matter.
Onga Banks of the Pete.
And then we have power played that one to bring it up to $24.38 to one. Throw $20 on that for $487.61. We could be getting a little greedy now.
We could be, maybe.
Now that we've had a win.
Well, we're just trying to prop up our bank account for our Canberra trip next year.
We might be getting a little penis-y right here.
On the banks of the Torrens.
And if you really want purchase,
here it comes.
You'll go a single same game four leg multi. Cowboys 19 plus. Nanai, Drink, and Lukey anytime try scorers.
Yeah, right.
$4,000 for a tenner.
Would have paid good last week.
That's 400 to one.
Yeah, all right.
That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay.
Maybe I should. Should I maybe chuck a little?
No.
No, a little side bet.
What do you want to do?
Not with our money.
No?
Not with our money, mate. On your own money, whatever you want.
Just getting excited, lads.
All right. Well, all thanks to our good friends at Fusion Networks, ladies and gentlemen. That is our Pottick Multi for another week. And let's hope we can bring home the cookies once more.
This one's coming home. This one's coming home.
Yeah. I'm coming. So.
Another $487.
I hope it wins.
Hey.
The playlist.
What are you on?
Oh, you got yours on.
I'm already on, yeah. Nanai. Oh, sorry. No, it wasn't Drink. Mine were bad. It was Nanai, Holmes, Lukey, and Cowboys 19 plus.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. It's not terrible. All right.
Fair enough.
So, the playlist for this week. We're adding four more songs yet again. And the YouTube music one has already been updated, I'll just say. Pete, you want to kick off with yours?
Yeah, I've got a great one from a nice little Aussie band from South Australia called Hilltop Hoods, 1955.
I think most people know who Hilltop Hoods are.
Just letting them have a backstory. A great little sing-along song, great driving, just great every time. Play it whenever you want. Banger of a track.
I don't mind it. Don't mind it.
This is a good song. Yeah, I do like Hilltop.
Yeah. I'm not really into hip-hop a lot, or Australian music for that matter, but I can do Hilltop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a bit of Hilltop.
That's where I was going with that. I know that. I took the long way around, but that's what I was
from Adelaide, by the way, which is good for our multi.
Oh,
a good omen.
Look at this guy. Hey, all over it. Hilltop. Folks, speaking of.
I'm trying to keep my theme going, and it gets tougher every week. So I've gone Novocaine for the Seal.
For the who?
For the Seal. Novocaine for the Soul by the Eels.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Released in 1996. It's a bit of a throwback to my emo punk days.
Is this the right one?
I don't know if it is.
Doesn't that sound like
sounds
it,
a little 1955's jazzy.
By the Eels?
Yeah. Oh, maybe just scoot ahead a bit. Yeah, that is it, yeah. Just crank it. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. It has a good little chorus riffing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I have to say it's a little different to some of your previous.
A little different to my Korn and System of a Down.
Yeah, system. Yeah.
I'm versatile if nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Speaking of a little laid back, I'm going to come back around to yours, Frog, because it's
a banger.
It's left field.
It's a banger.
So mine is one of these ones that.
Oh, good song.
Once it gets into your head.
Mm.
And I'm.
Hey, 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 hey!
Sometimes I'll go down a bit of a Talking Heads alley, I guess you call it. It's just easy.
I do like I do like Talking Heads. Up and there with.
And then Frog.
So let me explain a couple of my song choices. You've been like, what the
interesting choices.
When I drive, I like to sing along. All right. I like to have
This is why we're not doing a Canberra road trip with you.
Okay. I like to sing to my songs. So, you know, like obviously a couple of weeks ago I did ALT Lost Civilization, Tequila. But this one I know all the words to this song. This is
I think probably most of us probably know all the words to this song.
It's a great song. Who understands? She looks like a total prostitute.
I just like the bass line.
This is the original.
Yes.
Not start rapping?
It's not rapping yet.
This isn't the Nicki version.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that.
Doesn't get into it?
I like big butts and I can't not lie.
All right, that's
you fine. Other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with the itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Okay.
So mix a lot, baby go back. There you go.
Let me just mark that.
Yeah. Oh, what are we going to get shut down? You've just been playing music over the microphone.
No, yeah, that's why I'm deleting it. Anyway, that is the playlist this
screw
week.
Screw you, hippie.
I'm sure
I've got
sure
Morgs I've got will heaps update. More. I've got
I'm sure Morgs will update the
already already done, Rob.
Oh, the Spotify one.
Yep.
Done.
Done.
Wow. Holy moly. Wow, I haven't even done the Apple one yet. Wow.
We can all listen to Baby Got Back on the way home.
I'm going to listen to the playlist on the way to Longreach. Yep.
There's about 34 odd songs on there now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it'll get you there. It's
kicking along quite nicely.
Let me get you to Billawilla.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know if Spotify does it.
Winton first. Yeah. Winton, then to Longreach.
And Apple Music. I don't know. I've never used Apple Music. But when you get to when you get to the end of your playlist, does it then continue and start grabbing other songs that are similar to what you've got in that playlist?
Don't know. That's a good question.
Because YouTube Music does.
Okay.
So it'll just keep going. I don't know, it might be a preference that you set, but...
Just in like a bit of a radio station.
I'd be curious to see what it suggests or what next. It plays after, because we've got a bit of a eclectic mix, maybe.
It is a mix.
Definitely a mix.
It's definitely a mix.
It's a bit all over.
And I'm tipping it's only going to get worse.
Whoa.
I mean, better, but worse, like worse mix.
Ah, yes.
Not the kind of songs you'd throw together.
I was going to put in one tonight, but it doesn't have any words to it. It's just completely instrumental, but it's an absolute belter. Might be next week's one.
All right. Keep it yourself.
I'm quite curious about that one.
No secrets. John Butler Trio, Ocean. Goes for about 11 minutes.
All right.
But it is just guitar riff. It is such a cool song. If you want to... Just give that a listen. Ocean by JBT.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to listen to JBT.
Yeah, but there's no words. It's just pure instrument. It's cool. In that case,
maybe I could. It's not quite. What was it? Tool? It was like 14-minute songs.
Just blaze up and sit back and listen.
Jesus. I've done that in...
Ever.
Mark.
Forever.
20 minutes.
Oh, well. Hey.
Anybody want to get hurt?
Tell me all I said.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Want to get hot, Tommy? No, we don't want to get hot. I need a damn towel.
Well, that is us for round 8. Or halfway between round 7 and round 8. Yeah. Whatever. It's episode 98, by the way. I think I mentioned that at the start.
So close. I don't know if you did.
We're getting very close. I'm getting so close. Anyway.
Working very hard on trying to get some guests in.
Well, see how we go. You can find us all at On The Ranch Instagram. No, On The Ranch NQ on Instagram. I can do social media. At XR Bob on Twitter, at Morgan Holmes Evans, at Barking Frog MC, at On The Spot.
Bean Slack.
Yeah, certainly has. The latest video is still the best one.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, that is us.
I think that put me in me.
For
plays for a bit.
Episode 98. Good night and go the Cowboy.
And Cowboys!
Go the Cows in the NT.
Let's go. Longreach.
See you in the NT.
19 plus. See you in the NT.